From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court is due to hear oral arguments Tuesday in the legal battle over President Donald Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to people from seven nations. Speaking to the National Sheriff's Association at the White House Tuesday, the president did not predict the outcome of the hearing but acknowledged that it could end up in the Supreme Court.
We have to have security in our country. We have to have the ability. When you take some place like Syria, you take all of the different people pouring around. And if you remember, ISIS said, we are going to infiltrate the United States and other countries through the migration.
A brief filed by the Justice Department defends the ban as a lawful exercise of the president's authority over the entry of aliens into the United States and the admission of refugees. Afghan officials say a suicide bomb attack near the nation's Supreme Court building in Kabul has killed at least 19 people and wounded about 40 others. Most of the victims are said to be court employees. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Russia will host a regional conference on the Afghanistan conflict later this month. Participants are expected to discuss efforts to settle the conflict and to prevent Islamic State terrorists from getting a foothold in the nation. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday that Afghanistan has been formally invited to the mid-February talks and that senior officials from China, Iran, India, and Pakistan also will be in attendance. Five mortar rounds exploded near Mogadishu Airport in the capital of Somalia Tuesday. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the attack. This is VOA News. The European Union Tuesday condemned a new Israeli law legalizing dozens of Jewish settler outposts on Palestinian land. Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called on the Israeli government to refrain from implementing the law. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he deeply regrets the adoption of the measure, saying the settler outposts violate international law. The Palestinian Authority is calling for the international community to punish Israel. Robert Berger has more.
The Palestinian Authority is calling on the international community to punish Israel for a new law that legalizes thousands of Jewish homes built on Palestinian-owned land in the West Bank. Attorney Suhad Bashara of the Israeli Arab legal rights group Adala says the NGO will challenge the law in Israel's Supreme Court. Legal experts say the High Court is likely to overturn the law since it violates property rights in occupied territories that are not part of the State of Israel. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Syrian activists say airstrikes on the rebel-held city of Idlib Tuesday killed at least 15 people. They say dozens of people were wounded and several buildings were demolished. Opposition activists reported airstrikes on several suburbs of the city of Damascus. They did not say who carried out the attacks. Britain's conservative government says Parliament will get to vote on a European Union exit agreement before it is finalized by the bloc. Brexit Minister David Jones said the vote will cover the withdrawal arrangement and Britain's future relationship with the EU. Meanwhile, the Scottish Parliament voted Tuesday to reject Brexit. The vote was not binding. With François Fillon declaring he will continue campaigning to become president of France despite reports involving shady payments to his wife, another French candidate moved into the scandal spotlight on Tuesday. Centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron was forced to deny rumors that he had engaged in a homosexual relationship outside his marriage. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking Senate vote Tuesday to confirm President Donald Trump's Education Secretary nominee, Betsy DeVos.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
It was the first time in American history that a vice president has been needed to get a cabinet pick approved. The U.S. trade deficit improved slightly in December. The gap between what the U.S. buys from overseas and what the Americans sell to foreign markets was just over $44 billion for December. That's a little better than the previous month. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.